From Straightuckery by Ben Thompson, 2026.19, Earning and Spending. Welcome back to This Week in Straightuckery. As a reminder, each week, every Friday, we're sending out this overview of content in the Straightuckery bundle. Highlighted links are free for everyone. Additionally, you have complete control over what we send to you. If you don't want to receive This Week in Straightuckery emails, there is no podcast. Please uncheck the box in your delivery settings. On that note, here were a few of our favorites this week. What we learned from Big Tech's first quarter. Apple, Amazon, Meta, Google, and Microsoft all reported earnings last week, and as four of the five megacaps continue to pour massive sums into AI, first quarter CapEx was more than three times that of the Manhattan Project. There are no signs of that pace slowing. Ben broke it all down across several days, including divergent market reactions to great Google numbers and Meta numbers that were arguably even better, as well as the stories for Microsoft and Apple after Q1. Sandwiched between those daily updates, Tuesday's article zoomed out to connect Amazon's infrastructure spending history with its AI strategy going forward. All of it was a great way to parse numbers that continue to boggle the mind and strategy that actually looks a lot more rational than the numbers sound. Andrew Sharp, a conversation with Joanna Stern. How does one write a book about a tech story that seems to change every other week? Joanna Stern accepted that challenge and explained how it went in this week's Straightuckery interview. The resulting conversation is a delightful glimpse into the process for one of the most creative tech writers alive and the making of a book that Ben loved. Stern shares her thoughts on using an LLM to make a career change, as well as how AI is changing medicine and mammograms, and limits of LLMs that are still very real. To the latter point, if you'd like to learn more about how ChatGPT misdiagnosed a praying Mandy's pregnancy, start with this week's interview, and then you can buy the book here. As what's next for the Celtics, like many others across the media, I picked the Boston Celtics to make the NBA Finals in June. Alas, they barely made it out of April and were eliminated in the first round to Joel Embiid and the 76ers. Get caught up on all of that and the rest of playoffs. And if you need an additional hoops fix, this week's sharp text is a salute to the maddening charms of the Minnesota Timberwolves. As Google earnings, Meta earnings, Wall Street loved Google's earnings and hated Meta's, even though the latter's core business was more impressive. The difference is that Google is monetizing its investments now and it might be all Anthropic. Amazon's durability. Amazon looked behind an eye in the training era, but is well placed in the inference era, thanks to its continued investment in the long term. Microsoft earnings, Apple earnings. Microsoft unveils its new agentic business model, and Apple confronts shortages in memory and chips even as the Mac benefits from AI. An interview with Joanna Stern about living with AI. An interview with Joanna Stern about her new book about living with AI and starting her own media campaign. Why? The Wolves are why we do this. A salute to the playoff Timberwolves. Plus, notes on Vogue history, NBA upheaval, and the geo and geopolitics. The Sixers get their moment in the sun, a nightmare for Celtics fans. Thoughts on the way into the second round, a championship response from the Spurs. What's next for the Celtics? Pre-lottery thoughts and emotions. This W. Eek's sharp tech video is on messaging AI in 2026. The GOAT podcast recapped that disaster first on Monday with a salute to the Sixers, now bittersweet after two losses to the Knicks, and on Thursday's episode, a longer look at the mess in Boston and a variety of thorny choices from here.